Today's daf from Masechet Chagiga, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Yud Dalet, and we're holding on the bottom, daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we had just learned Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's pshat of the relationship of Nahar Dinor to Asher Kumtu. And so today we want to get more details about what is the inyan of the Asher Kumtu. So Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon Echasid, Elo Tishame Ot Vishivim Varba Dorot Shekumtuli Hibarot. So these were those original remaining 974 Doires that were meant to be created. And then, so this Kumtu would mean that they were put up there and meant to be there. And then, this was Kodim Shenivra Olam, because this was the way that the Torah was all planned out before the Olam. And he ended up never being created at all. And Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them Shittalan Bechol Dor Vador. And these are the people, the head of the mafia at every door, and the Azeponim in every door, and the all of the Putins in every door. They're the Azeponim that you find scattered throughout the Dorot. And they were the ones that were supposed to be prior to the Kabbalah Satera that was supposed to be Misak and all of it. There was no way that we could keep going down that road for so long. And so the question is whether it should say over here, the Lashon over here is, a question is Yerushalmi, that the question is Shittalan, like it says over here, or Taradan, which is a lot of Yerushalmi, as I have over here as well. And this relates to the question, as Tosis points out. I mean, what do you mean that Nahar Dinor is Shofech on them? I mean, if you take that to mean, as Rashi says on yesterday's daf, so Rashi said over there that they were not created, and instead that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into Gehenna, and has the Nahar Dinor spilling out. I mean, that's absurd, says Tosis. What do you mean, put them into Gehenna? You can't create people to put them into Gehenna. That's nutty. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Ovi Din below Dayan. I mean, it makes no sense at all. So because of that, Tosis is mefarish the word Tordan, which he has, instead of Shatlan. Tardan is used very often, says Tosis, especially in the Yerushalmi, as a lotion of spreading out. So that what it means is Tardan, these people exist or existed and landed up in hell. That's a different issue. But it was because the world could not have this door after door after door. So they were spread out over the coming Doros. It would have been too much to handle. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean that they were put directly into Gehenna. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, you have it all wrong. These are the amazing brachas. Asher kumtu means it's a bracha. These are Talmidei Chachomim. And these Talmidei Chachomim, they wipe themselves out. Shemekamtim atzmam al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. They take all of these risks in so many ways in Olam Hazeh, in their learning and in their maisim and in the amount of energy that they put out and so on. And because of that, they end up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala Lehem Sod Lo Olam Haba. And that's the meaning of Nahar Yitzak Yisodam. So it's saying the Yisodot, which are their Yisod, will be like a river pouring on their heads that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them over all of these incredible Sodot in Olam Haba. Omali Shmuel Lechia Barav. Listen, Bar Uriah, you are the son of great light and great learning. Rav, let me tell you over some of the incredible things that your father used to say. Mi'ani milim al yutad avi omar avuch. He would say that ko yuma v'yuma nivroim malachei asharet min Nahar Dinor, that these malachei asharet used to emerge out of the Nahar Dinor, and they would say, for one instant, they would say a shira, and then they would be mitkamtim. They would pinch out of existence. Ubatle, shenemer chadashim labakarim rabba munatecha. Munatecha over here is being used in the sense of the singing about the emunah, meaning all of the songs about the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is binding the Olam. And this is every single day, Chadashim Labakarim. Amazing singing. Of course, this is not the same as the the idea of that we had the malachim that are kavua in terms of shira, that's something else. But this is the Nahar Dinor malachim. Plegi the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, these malachim are created out of kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzi mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nivru mimenu malach echad. Shenamer bidvar Hashem shamayim na'asu uvruach piv kol tzva'am. Now, if we're talking about these kinds of contradictions, we're talking about these mesholim, how do you explain the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hairdo changes? Because when it talks about Daniel, it speaks about levushe kitlak chivar, that the beged of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kveyachol was white as snow, usare sheka mar nike, and the head of his hair was white like clean wool. I mean, that's all very nice, but if you take a look in Shir HaShirim, it's talking about Kvutzot Tav Tal Talim Shecharot Karev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got this curly hair, all black. I mean, it's just totally different. So which gestalt are we talking about over here? No, I understand what the problem is. Daniel is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is Yoshev, and he's being Malamed Chochma to Daniel, so there he looks like a Rosh Hashiva, no? So he's wearing white begadim, and he's got white hair, and so on. I mean, Shir HaShirim, you're talking about a lover boy, you're talking about a Yishmael Chomais. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you expect an old man to go out there? This is a teenager with beautiful curly hair, and he's going out and conquering the world. It's an entirely different gestalt. So the Omar ein lecha na'eb yeshiva ela zaken ve'ein lecha na'eb milchama ela bachur. So what kind of silly question is that? Of course, a gestalt is lefi the particular context. Katuv echad omer. I got another contradiction. Okay, in the pasuk itself, right, with Daniel. Because in the same pasuk, I mean, it's not even different pasuk. We call it Katuv Echad Omer, but it's not really. It's the end of the same pasuk. So Katuv Echad Omer, Karsei Shivivin Dinor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei, the throne Keveyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made out of these bursts of energy. V'Katuv Echad Omer, and in that same pasuk, at the beginning it says, Adi Karsavuan Ramiv V'Atik Yomin Yativ, until the chairs, Zeloshin Rabim, were set up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachol sits down, the Ancient of Days. This is Einstein's reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the altar. This is what he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The altar doesn't play games with the world, doesn't play dice with the world. That's the Atik Yomin, which of course is wrong. That's everything that we're talking about in Purim. That's the only thing he plays with the world. That's the holy union of Nes Nister and Nes itself. But anyway, this was Einstein's own personal problem with quantum mechanics, despite all the work that he did with it. So anyway, Adikar Savan Remiv. So how do you explain the fact? Are there two or are there one? Says the Gemara, there's no problem. Actually, lo kasha. Echad lo, ve'echad le David. I mean, yeah, we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne. That's one thing. But I mean, remember, we have Malchusai and we have Malchus Avdai based David, Asher Rotzav, Asher Ahav. Fine. So there were two. So says Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Yosef Galilei Akiva, this has got to stop. I mean, you know what the heck you're talking about? You always use the wrong Mishalim. And why don't you go somewhere else where you could say, Ad Matayata Ose Shechina Chol? How long are you going to be mezalzel in the presence of the Shechina to call about the two chairs, David HaMelech sits next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, people are going to go nuts from this. Ela echad ledin ve'echad letzedakah. Two chairs are references of two different anahagas. Did Rabbi Akiva agree that Rabbi Yosef Glili was right and that he had it all wrong or not? So kib l'minei lo kib l'minei. Well, there's another brisa. In the other brisa, Rabbi Akiva says exactly what it was that Rabbi Yosef Glili said. Echad l'din ve'echad l'tzedakah divrei Rabbi Akiva. See? So apparently he agreed. Omalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Akiva, what are you doing here with these inyanim? Okay? You never say the right things. So malacha etzo agada. You should go back and kalach midabrotecha etzo negoyim va'olais. You should teach things like negoyim va'olais, sugyas that are chomor. And that's what it should be. Now, I'll tell you what the two kisaot are. El echad lechisei ve'echad lishrafraf. One of them is the kisei mamish, and one of them is the ottoman, because we already learned. We have the kisei leshev alav, shrafraf la'adom raglav, and it says, ha'shamayim kisei, ve'oretz adom raglai. Now, people make wrong conclusions from. I've seen in various forum, so that you see from here that there were great Tanoim or Gedolei Hador who weren't Bekiyam in Haggadah. That is ridiculous. That's not what it means at all. And note that what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to him is specifically, Kalach midabrotecha. What kind of lashon is that? Keep your words, keep your comments to yourself, right? But wait until you get to the Gaon Va'olos. It wasn't the point that Rabbi Akiva was the one who went into the Pardes, and he was the one, the only one that came out. And he wasn't a Bokhi in Agadas. What are you, crazy? That's amazing, the kind of things that people say. The point in the Gemara is that you need to be a Bokhi in how people translate your words when it comes to Agada, because that's the whole point of Agada. You're trying to talk to their stupid brains in ways that draws them out. That's Agada, as we'll see later. And you don't know how to do that because you think too much about reality. So go deal with the Goyim and Alois. That's what reality is about for these people. You should not be talking to them, Agada. That's the Pshat in Kalamita Protecha. Anyway, so fine. So this is the other pshat. Now, once already we started talking yesterday from, we were talking about Yeshayahu. So the context of the pasuk we were speaking about is actually very, very painful. As we were talking about, remember, we're talking about in Megalim, the Inyanim of Meiser Merkava, unless he's a Sar Hamishim, and we darshened all of those things. But all of those things were part of this terrible, terrible Nevias that Yeshayahu came to give, in which he said, Shmoneh Esrei Klalot, Gilel Yeshayahu at Yisrael. Yeshayahu gave over a Nevias of 18 horrific losses that Klal Yisrael was going to suffer. And that's, and it's the loss of all of these kind of amazing people, which was a klola, that's where we learn out where it is okay to teach people things when they're wrong. But the initial context was terrible. So he said these 18 things, velonit karada, atoach, amalam, amikra, zeb, but even those horrors were not enough. Until he said the awful words that describe Yemos HaMashiach and our own generation, Yirhavu hanar bazakein v'hanikla v'hanikbad, that people will be so crushed that the child will dominate the zakein, and the lowest class person will dominate over the most filled with respect and value person. Exactly what you have. Every idiot has got his blog, has got what to say, and has got the rights to create a counterculture and dump the statue in the river. And what? It's unbelievable. Like all of the things in the Mishnah and Sait that nobody had any thoughts that they could possibly get to where they are today. Literally, it's mamish. It was beyond anyone's imagination. So, what are these Shmoneh Esrei Klalot? Mind you, let's go through them. Dichtiv ki nea don Hashem tzvakot meisir mirushalayim umiyehuda, mash'enu mash'ena, every support, everything you can rely on. Komish an lechem v'chomish an mayim, anything that you can count on for bread or for water. Gibor v'ish milchama, when you're talking about literally the hero in the war, or just the people that fight. Shofet v'navi, V'kosem v'zaken, sar chamishim, unesu panim, v'yoetz v'chacham charashim, unavon lachash. So this is people that can give you advice, and people that can teach Talmid Chachamim, and people that understand things that are given over b'lachash, we said before, that are mistorin, v'natati na'arim sarayim, and instead I will make these idiots, see, they're called menuarim. They're empty of anything, of people without any content. All show. Those will be the leaders. V'ta'alulim yimshalubam. And these foxes, people that make fun of things, those will be, it's the cynical people. They will be in charge. So mash'ein, the way we understand mash'ein is people that are bale mikra. Mash'eina. That's Bale Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaverav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, there was a machlokas between Rabbi Popov and Rabbanan. Chad omar, that in the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, They had 600 different Sidre Mishnah. Some say they had 700 different Sidre Mishnah, which means that the power, they remember that the idea of Mishnah and Rebbe's being Misader the Mishnah is exactly that, Seder. Ze Seder HaMishnah is the way that we describe the teaching of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael and to Aaron and to the Bnei Aaron and so on. And that Seder HaMishnah is the entire point. It's the structure that hides all of the meaning. That's why the Mishnah Gemara says, how come the Torah does not have any structure? And it says the most incredible answer. If it had structure that was available to you, then any idiot would be able to do any miracle that they wanted to do, because they would understand way more than they could possibly really be capable of on their own. So then that means the Mishnah as the Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a function of structure. That's why Dvarim is called Mishnah Torah, specifically for that point. And therefore, if you have at the time of Yehuda ben Tema so much more detail in terms of the sets and the structures of those sets, that he had some say 600, some say 700 different Siddurim. Can you imagine? I mean, the Rambam went out to create a Seder, so he came up with 14. But imagine what it is, 600? So 600 or 700, that's what we're talking about, Bali Mishnah. Kol Mishan Lechem. The Lechem is like the thing that you really get to live on, and it provides you with solidity. That's Bali Talmud. We see that because it says, L'chu lachamu b'lachmi u'shtu b'yayin masachti. Kol Mishan Mayim. Those are Bale Agada. Now, here is the point of Bale Agada. It refers back to Rabbi Akiva that I was just pointing out to you, that the Baal Agada is Moshech Libo Kemayim Ba'agada. So this is a lotion of Meshicha. It connects to you. Agid. So it pulls out. Rabbi Akiva, that's not what you're about. And we know that, obviously. We meet people all the time. There's some people. The Gemara talks about cases like this. Some people can get up and talk. There are people who are listening, and he's capturing their attention, and he's speaking in ways that they relate to. And then there's these other idiots like me that talk and talk. Nobody knows what the heck they're talking about. And all he's doing is blabbing. So stick to what you know. Stick to Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So those people were lost. Gibor, this is a Gibor. He's mamish like a hero who can shoot straight. He knows everything. Zabal Shmuot, he knows so many halachas. He was makabel from his Rebbe. And Ish Milchama is a person who knows how to fight. Sheyodea lisav litein b'milchamta shel Torah. Not just to repeat. Shofet, that's someone who's dan din emet lamito, and he can get to the bottom of the kashrus of the Edim. Dayan. A Dayan is someone who knows... Navi, I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Navi is Kimashmao. What is a Kosem? A Kosem is the lotion of Malchus, Kesem. There's magic on the lips of a Melech. So these are like magicians. Zakein is someone who is Roy to be Yoshe, be Yeshiva. That means that you could speak to him about any halacha and any Indian in the Torah. Sar Chamishim, Altikre Sar Chamishim, Sar Chumashim. This is a guy who's a master of the Chumash, right? So he is Yodei Lisav Leitein B'Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Not like we said at the beginning, okay, fine, Balei Mikra, but this is a person who's able to ask and to answer and to show the difference and knows all Messiah and everything. That's something else. Davar Acher Sar Chamishim like Rabbi Abo said. It means, and this we saw before, Rabbi Chananel learned from here how to explain the problem of Eni Kash, according to this approach, that it means somebody who is 50 years old. So that's Bikan, said Rabbi Abo, Ein ma'amidim miturgaman ala tzibur pachot b'chamishim shana. That you cannot appoint a miturgaman either. This is different approaches. This either it means for someone who is giving a drasha who is less than 50 years old, or that the miturgaman shouldn't be less than 50 years old. Fine. V'nasu panim. What is nasu panim? Someone, okay, I understand it means someone very respectable, but what is the lashon of nasu? Ze shenasim panim ledoro ba'avuro lemala. This is someone that in the shamayim, there is a nesias panim. If this person asks for something, even if the door isn't right for it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We have the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and the kind of things that he would say, and like immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do those like crazy things. And Lamata, you can have people that don't have that kind of unique situation, Lamala, but you have Tamir Chachamim who are respected by the government, and they say something that has immense impact, like Rabbi Abo and Kesar used to come into the house of Caesar, and the Gemara talks about how the women used to come out, they used to dance, and they used to call him the Chacham of the world, the Chacham of his people, and so on. Fine. Yo'et continues the Klolois, Sheyodea La'aber Shadim V'Ligboa Chadashim, so he is also a bookie, even in technical matters. That's called a Yo'et, so it's this person that you come to get the math straight. And then you have a Chacham, which the Chacham is somebody who's Machyim, a Talmud who's Machyim as Rabosav, so he brings Chochma even to Chachami. Charashim is somebody who is so incredibly powerful with his arguments that the moment that he starts to speak the Divrei Torah, everybody else shuts up. Akol Naasim Kecharashim, everybody else becomes like they're mute. They have no way to talk. Navon, a Navon is Bevin Davar Mitoch Davar. Lachash, that refers to Maaseh Merkava. Zesho Uilim Sorlo Divrei Torah Shenitna B'Lachash. And instead, V'natati Ne'arim Sa'arehem. What do you mean, Narim? It means like literally kids? Amr Belazer, it means people who are manure. They are emptied out from anything. Remember, we pointed out that that's the English word manure, which is minuar, that which is emptied out of any content. So people that are minuarim in a mitzvot. And you say, v'ta'alulim. What's the lotion of a ta'alulim with the double lul? Like, you know, it's almost a choviv word of these little foxes. Omar Rav Acha, no, Richie, no offense, man. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, this is Tale B'nai Tale. These are like the foxes, the sons of foxes. This has been going on for a long, long time. And they pretend, you know, they pretend to be very choshev, but they're low-class people. They pretend to be real foxes, like kapitans, but they're just Tale B'nai Tale. And he didn't cool off until he said the worst part of all. Yiravu anar bezakein vanikle benichbad. These are the people, anar, people that are menuarim in amitzvot, and they will yiravu, they'll speak with chutzpah against people or molei mitzvahs kerimon, and nikle, the lowest class people, will be yiravu, will be of chutzpah against the nechmad. And this is Yavo Mishi Chamurot Domot Alav Kekalot, the most chomor averis to him. Yeah, you know, okay, not a big deal. And he will speak with chutzpah to Mishi Kalot Domot Alav Kechamurot. Omer of Katina, you should need to know that with all of this, of the terrible things that would happen, and all of the people that were choshev, that were taken out of Yerushalayim, there's one thing that was not taken out of Yerushalayim. Omer of Katina, afila b'shat kishlonon shel Yerushalayim, lo paskum em ba'alei amana. There were people who were real, and they you could trust them. That remained. Shenemar ki yitfos ish b'achiv beit aviv, and this is mamish at that time. This is also in Yeshayahu. So it says, one guy will grab hold of his brother, and he'll say to him, Simlalacha, katzin tielanu. You have the uniform. Be our master. Be the chief. What does that mean? It means dvarim shebnei adam mitkasim kisimla. The kind of things of Torah that people cover themselves up with, which if they don't know, they hide from. Yeshnan tachat yadecha. You have them. You know them all. V'amach shela hazot. You own this stumbling block. What does that mean? It means dvarim she'im b'nei adam omdim aleihem elim kein nichshal b'hem. Things that people, nobody understands until you've failed. Those are most choshev things in life. So first you have to fail, then you understand them. So that's divrei Torah. Those are the things that you have. Yeshnan tachat yadecha. You should be the head. What does he do? Yisa b'yom ahu leimor. He raises his hands up, so to speak, in a shvua. No way, Jose. Lo eyech ovesh, I have never been in the Beis HaMedrash. We're going to see what it means. But I'm not going to be the chief. I got nothing. I got no bread. I got no clothes. Do not make me the head. Lo tesimuni katzin. What does that mean? Yisa means raising up your hand in a shvua. Like we see it says in the Luchas, lo tisa et shem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. So that's lo tisa, is a shvua. Lo eyecho vesh means I never was someone who sat any length of time in the Beis HaMedrash. I never learned anything. Beveti ein lechem ein simla. I got nothing. Lo mikra, lo mishnah, lo gemara. I may look like a choshev guy. I got nothing to offer you. So you see that he was honest and they could rely on somebody to say the truth. Ah, come on. What do you mean he's honest? Did he have a choice? If he would have said, yeah, great. You could start putting the money in my account now. Then the first kasha, the first shiloh that they have of him, he says, I don't know. So how could he, I mean, he had no choice. But to be honest, no. So Dilma Shani Asim, the Amar Lugamirna, if he would have pretended to be somebody that could be the chief, I'm really, okay, so now tell us. Okay, but still, he could have pretended. He could have said, yes, you know something, gentlemen, you're right. I used to be that kind of person, but because of the Churban, my mind has been affected. I no longer have the Kedushas HaShechina. I'm really sorry, but I can't be your chief. But you could come with Kfitlach, with maybe $100 per Kfitl, but I can't really tell you anything anymore. That's what he should have done, right? That's what people do when they don't know anything. But instead of that, he says, no, I never learned. I don't know anything. I never knew anything. So he could have said, I used to be this way. So my lo yechovesh at all. Lo yechovesh klal. Wait a minute. Rav Katina is claiming that the one thing that remained in Yerushalayim was Anshei Amanah. But didn't Rava say lo charva Yerushalayim at shepaskumi mena ba'alei Amanah? That the Churban only happened because there was not one single person that was a Baal Amanah. Shenema. I mean, this is Beferish Yimriyon. Shotetu b'chutzot Yerushalayim. Go ahead. Go walk all over Yerushalayim. I dare you to find one person in any alleyway. Okay? Re'una, de'u, bakshu b'chovotah. If you can find me one real person, I'm going to give up on this whole Churban idea. Im yesh oseh mishpat b'vakesh emunah v'eslachla. And they couldn't find anybody. So how could Rav Katina say that there were honest people? Nah, Lokasha. Honest in what? Honest in business? You're right. Can't find one person who's honest in business. But in terms of telling you the truth about what he learned, that you can find. So, Torah, Rav Katina was right. There were people that were trustworthy. But when it came to Masa B'matan, when it came to business, nobody. Okay, getting back to Merkava, and the Drosha Maisa Merkava, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was driving along on his donkey, and they're on the road, and behind him is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and he's walking behind the donkey, and he's Mechamer, meaning that he's guiding the donkey, and he wants to hear anything that he can get, any Torah that he can get from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he had a little plan. He wanted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to start teaching him Maisa Merkava. So he says, Rebbe, we're walking, Shneili Perakechad b'maisa Merkava. So Rebbe Yochanan says to him, what are you nuts? Lokach shaniti lechem, how many times have I explained to you? V'lo b'merkava b'yachid, elim kein, hayachacham mevin midato. I mean, you're still a kid, you're not a chacham mevin midato, are you? So I can't teach you. So Amar Lazar, Rebbe Lazar ben Arach said to him, Rebbe, I'll bet that I can, and I'll prove it. Give me rishus, and I will tell you something. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean literally lamadatani, but remember that the Rambam says, anytime that a Talmud says something in front of his Rebbe, he should always say, limadatani Rebbeinu, even though it didn't come from him, because ultimately, it comes from your Rebbe, whatever it is that you're thinking. That's part of the Kavod HaRav. So that's all that it means. So let me say something that I learned from you. Immediately, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, I'm sorry, Amar lo Amor. Good. Immediately, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai jumps off of the donkey, puts on his talus, wraps himself up, sits down on an even that's underneath a zayis, which is the marker of or and of a remes to Shemen Zayat Zach that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, the Orachayim, the getter of Torah, that it needs to be Zach. So before he started, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said to him, Rebbe, why did you get off the donkey? Omar, Efshara Tadoresh Bemaisim Rakova, Vishina Imanu, Umalakea Sharet Malavino Tanu, Manir Kabala Hamar, what are you crazy? You're gonna start speaking about Maisim Rakova, the Shechina is gonna come, The Malachi Asharis are going to come around because the Shekhinah is here and they want to listen to your drasha. And this is what they live off of, man. I'm going to be sitting and riding on a donkey? Of course I got off of the donkey. So miyad patach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'maaseh merkava v'darash. So he started giving a shiur. And v'yarda eish min hashamayim v'sich v'chak, probably should say r'si v'cha, either it surrounded, si v'var, si v'cha would mean that it started burning, as the lashon in other places. Kol ha'ilanot shebasod, everything burst into flames. Potchu kulam, and the trees started to sing. V'amru shira, ma shira amru, halalot Hashem min haaretz, taninim v'chol tomot, eitz pri v'chol arazim. And then as Tosis brings, and Yerushalmi, all of these various psukim that had to do with the trees singing. So all the trees started to sing. And nana malach min ha'esh, a malach announced from in the middle of the fire that had burst out all over. This is incredible. Hein ma'aseh merkava. This is the real pshat in the ma'aseh merkava. So Rabbi Yochanan stood up. That was the end of the shir. Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai neshakor rosho. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gets up and kisses Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and says, Boruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. Amazing. Shenatan ben la'avram avinu, sheyodea la'avin v'lachkor v'lidrosh b'maaseh merkava. Incredible that there should be such a person that came out of Avram avinu. Yesh na'eh doresh v'ein na'eh mekayim. There's plenty of people who know how to blabble, but they don't know how to incorporate what it is that they've learned into how they act. Now, emikayim ve'ina edoresh, there's lots of people that wonderful midas and mitzvahs, but they don't really understand. They can't explain. Antana edoresh v'na emikayim, as we've spoken about in the past, it's an incredible thing that it's ma'aseh merkava specifically that is most b'chayiv na emikayim, that it's the opposite of abstraction. It's the most intimate sense of where the person is in the world and is immediately nicker in his behavior and in his dibur and in his Torah. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Shalazer ben Alach Yatzami Chalatzecha. What a mazel you have, Avram Avinu, that it should be such a thing that a person like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, came from you. When this incredible story with the Malachim and with the fire and with the Shekhinah was said to Rabbi Yoshua, he was walking with Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, and they were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So they were also being Malach Baderach, and they said, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is going to be the only one who's going to be Megala, this kind of thing. We can also do this. So Rabbi Yoshua started a drasha. Now, that was in the middle of the summer. Usually it's like bright sun, deep clouds appeared all over the sky. And there was the sign of the rainbow, which obviously means here the same rainbow that is near Eh, that was seen by Yecheskel, and therefore has nothing to do with the bris of the Keshet, which is Simin Ra, even though it was near a Ba'anan, but it was being used specifically in terms of the Kovet Hashchina. Obviously, the Keshet, we still say it's also to be Mistakel B'Keshet, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It means it's also Mistakel because it's also to be Dorish B'Maisa Merkava, exactly. So the idea over here was that there became everything turned into rainbow colors. V'ayu malachei asharet mitkapsim, u'bayim lishmoak bnei adam shemitkapsim, u'bayim lirot b'mazmut echatan v'kala. It's like people show up at a wedding and these guys are putting on their little dances and juggling and doing all of this shtick in front of the chassan. For some reason, everybody's standing around and yeah. Well, that's exactly the way the Malachi Asharis feel about a drosh and Maisim Rekava. Wow. Oh, man. Look at that. Oh, man, God. Yes. And so Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, who saw this, so he went and told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai what had happened when Rabbi Yoshua gave his drosha. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to him, Ashreichem. Oh, that you should be zochet to such a thing. The Ashrei Yoladetchem. Happy are those who gave birth to you. Ashrei Einai Shekach Ra'u. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity myself to see this happening. And I want to tell you something now that I see that you understand this. I had a dream. V'afa. We spoke about this as being keneged chagiga and re'ia, being keneged Har Sinai. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in my dream, I was there on Har Sinai. and we were together. Ani v'atem b'chalomi, we were there. Misubima yinu al har Sinai. And a basko came out, min ha-shamayim, towards us, and said, Alulakan, Alulakan, we're inviting you up here. Traklin gedolinu matzot na'ot mutzot lachem. We've got these incredible palaces for you, and beautiful couches all ready for you. You, your Talmidim, and the Talmidim of your Talmidim are all invited up to the Kachli Sheet. And these are the Kachli Sheet. There's places where the Medrash talks about the Shiva Madregas of Gan Eden or on Har Sinai and so on. So this is like you are invited up to the third row. That's how far up you were zeicha to come. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Is it true that Rebbe Elazar ben Arach, he actually was the one who was Marzeh? He gave a shir on Maaseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Doesn't it say in the Braita, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudomer, Shlosha Hartzaot? There were three people who were Marzeh, these incredible drushas. Rabbi Yoshua was Marzeh lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva was Marzeh in front of Rabbi Yoshua. And Hananya ben Chachinoy was Marzeh in front of Rabbi Akiva. But it does not say anything about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. And you said that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach basically started this whole thing going. So what happened to him? No, because the Arzi v'Arzi kamei kachashiv. The Arzi v'lo Arzi kamei lo kachashiv. The Brice is only talking about someone who was Marzeh and then had another door that was Marzeh in front of him. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he was Marzeh in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But others weren't Marzeh in front of him. So then why does it list Hananya ben Chachinoy? He wasn't someone that we have any record of anyone being Marzeh in front of him. And it counts him. Yes, of course it counts him. But the reason it counts him, this is the Pshat and Rashi. I have no idea why Tosfos goes wild, doesn't seem to understand Rashi. He says it until all the way at the end. He seems to have had a different gear set in Rashi. But the point is here, this is the way I understand it. I haven't seen this brought out anywhere. But the idea of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's dream is what it's talking about. Because it's talking about you, your Talmud, and your Talmud's Talmud. Therefore, we're looking, bedafka, to see these three steps. You, Rabbi Yochanan, your Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua, and your Talmud's Talmud. So we have to say that that would be, we needed to mention Hananya ben Chachinoy, because otherwise, it wouldn't have proven anything. Because Rabbi Yeshua, we needed to know that Rabbi Akiva himself had been Marzeh lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, and in front of him, Hananya ben Chachinoy had spoken. So we're talking only about this mishulash, so to speak. And because of that, we can't list Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, because it was only two. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. We don't have any record of a famous Hartzah that was done to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Tana Rabbanan, Arba'a nichmesu bepardes ve'elohim. There were four people who were zoche to be oimed on Ki'ilu. They were in the Shamayim, and they were in the Pardes, which is like the Gan Eden. And they were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Elisha Ben Avuya, who's now known as Acher because of this story, and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva warned them before they took this trip together, which Rashi says was Al Yedei Shem, but before they started learning about such things that could damage them, he warned them. When you get to a place where you're looking at pure crystal marble, don't call it water. And certainly don't say water twice. Some of that's the main problem, is the dualism. You cannot survive if you speak lies. So again, either the problem is, the way I understand the problem, and others give different explanations, but the way I understand the problem is that Avnei Shayish comes from the word Yeshus, Sheyesh. That means that you've arrived at the underlying description of things. Don't call it fluid. It's not the correct mashal in terms of mayim. And particularly if you call it mayim mayim, it means that you are being not take the two levels of mayim. And we'll see later on, this is precisely what affected Ben Zoma's mind when he went crazy, was that he thought there was a greater havdalah between the mayim Hashem Eyal HaRakia and the mayim Hashem Itach HaRakia. We're going to get to that tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But therefore, don't say mayim twice. Ben Azai looked and he died. That's similar to the story of the Chashmal. Alav HaKatuv Omer Yakar Ben Hashem HaMafsal HaChasidav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Ben Azai so much, and there's no way that he could have lived because Lo Yirani Adam V'Chai. Ben Zoma, he looked and he went nuts. Ben Yivga, so he became unstable. V'Alav HaKatuv Omer Dvash Matzata Chodayekam. You find honey, eat just enough that is for you. Pentis ba'enu, if you eat too much of it, you're going to vomit. Acher, he ended up cutting down the young trees in the orchard in the Pardes. We'll discuss what that is tomorrow. And only Rabbi Akiva was Yotza B'Shalom.